Lou and Matt for breakfast. The Borders 105.7 Triple M.
We had some very interesting conversations this morning that were all sparked by Dale Ryder of Boom Crash Opera saying that the Weir Wall, and confirming that it was actually the song Great Wall is written about our Weir Wall. You came up with some other really cool songs that you reckon were written about the border too.
Oh, take the scepticism out of your
voice.
Sure,
sorry. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to say
they were
skeptical.
100% influenced by the border. Even Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy? And it'll be explained. You might be poo-pooing, but it will be explained. Incontrovertible proof. Proof is heading your way.
Wow, that's some big calls. I had no idea that it would spark so much controversy.
Yeah. Do you remember those leather pants that Rod Stewart wore in the video for Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Yes.
And the hair, do you remember the hair?
Yeah. His hair hasn't changed.
Massive perm thing. Did he? Did he have a perm?
No,
it was straight down, wasn't it?
But it was kind of, it was always like a mullet-ish, I guess.
Yeah, but look at him. Rod Stewart, do ya
Blonde.
Think I'm sexy? It's not do you, it's do ya. That's how cool people talked in the 70s. Yeah. It looked like a lady's
spiky
hair in the
70s. Mullet kind of situation.
It's terrible. Yeah. Oh, man, there's some awesome shots of Rod Stewart here. He's hugging a lady wearing a leopard skin.
She is or he thing. Is?
He is. He's hugging her and she's got leopard tights on.
Nice.
You know, classic. And then she's got a massive bouffant of black hair. That was the cover for Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Of course.
Yeah, I inspired that. And the song was inspired by the border. It's the full circle. All right. Anyway.
The circle of life.
Let's get to the top six songs related to the border. Have a listen.
Matt's list.
Here are the top six songs that are also surely inspired by the border fact. Number six is this one. River Deep, Mountain High. Oh, yes, Lou, whether it's the Mighty Murray or Mount Bogong, the border has it all. Don't get put off by the fact that in world terms, Mount Bogong is actually not that high, and I'm sure there are deeper rivers, but still, that was surely inspired by the border.
Mm.
Number five is Shiny Happy People.
Oh, yes.
Because we're full of shiny, that's actually not strictly true. Mostly happy people? I mean, we're mostly happy people unless we're driving, in which case if someone's driving 6 kilometres under the speed limit, it's criminal, according to Lou.
Absolutely criminal.
We're all boiling with rage on the road, but normally we're shiny happy.
You know
happy
you
people.
Are too.
Yes, true. Mostly happy people then. Number four is Killing Heidi's Weir. Yes, Lou.
I have always thought that was actually about the Weir, so I think I'm working with you on this one.
Yeah. I mean, they're from Violet Town, which is actually closer to the Goulburn Weir.
Oh, who cares?
Vanilla. But that Weir's crap compared to our Weir.
Our Weir's
so
awesome.
100%. Number three is this one. Up there, the best footballers have emanated from our region, Lou.
True.
Bunton, Longmire, Zeeble, Kaczynski, Cross, Bradshaw, Spargo and heaps more. And it's a tradition continuing with young Elijah Hollands up there on the Gold Coast.
Yep.
Definitely inspired by the border footballers, that one. This one is an interesting one, Lou. Definitely inspired by the border. It's Joe Jackson's Breaking Us In Two.
Of course. I mean, it happened literally, didn't it, during COVID.
This song was written for the dumb Federation rules that would one day bite our border community on the backside.
Sort of like a premonition.
You're a man ahead of your time, Joe Jackson, all the way from England. And the number one, I probably should do a drum roll here, look. The number one song that was definitely inspired by the border, well, it has to be this one. I live here, Lou, so
I was going along with you right up until this.
Come on, everybody.
Last song, Matt.
You see me in my sporting gear. Thank you, Rod Stewart. You knew where I live. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M. Speaking of long day, that was Matchbox 20. That was a long afternoon for me yesterday, Lou, cleaning up.
Oh, what happened?
I had a disaster. Oh, well, I bought one of those Nutri Bullets.
Yes.
Yeah, they're really handy.
They're good.
Yeah.
Because you do love a shake or a smoothie.
That's right. It's kind of like it's a meal and it's a drink combined in one because I throw everything in there. So I had banana, milk, protein powder and 3 raw eggs ready to go. Mm. Trouble is that what... See, we have quite a few cups in there, including an old one from a previous one. And what I didn't realise is there was a split in that cup, but it was one of those tight splits, you know, like it wasn't a gaping hole.
Yeah. Like it wasn't a chip or a
bite. Yeah. So what I do is I turn it on, and it's pretty fast one because it was the turbo power one. It was one of the real strong ones. And then I usually just walk away for 10, 15 seconds, turn around and look back. I did that, Lou.
Yeah.
And what I found was a spewing mass of raw egg, protein, milk and banana flying across the kitchen because it had split
really
open.
High power too.
Yeah, and it was just, you know what it was like? It was like one of those car washers, you know, with the spray gun.
Oh,
and it was just flying everywhere. And I had that moment after I turned it off where...
Like the Karcher pressure washer.
Yeah, where you're just you're just incredulous. You're just looking at the mess just going, what the hell just happened? And that 1 second that you look at it seems to last an eternity while you just assess the damage.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
Now, I reckon food and beverage accidents are the worst, obviously, because they're so messy. And I want to feel a little bit better about myself. So, Lou, I'm going to throw it over to you. Have you ever had a food or beverage accident?
Yeah, I have. And it might not sound as messy as that, but let me tell you. So, you know, you can get in a hot chocolate. It's not in a jar. It's like in a, like a cylinder. And the top just pops on.
Yep.
It's the Cadbury one. So the top just pops on it. It's a plastic top. And when you grab it by the lip, right?
Right.
So you grab it by the lip. Well, I grabbed it by the lip and the last person that used it hadn't put the lid on properly. Now, this is the finest powder known to humankind. It is just like, it's finer than talcum powder. And as I grabbed it and pulled it towards me, it dropped to the ground and there was this poof, and it just went poof, all over the kitchen floor. But I mean, in every single crevice. We've got a wooden floor too.
No.
It was everywhere. And there was a cloud of chocolate dust. And I did the same thing. I'm just staring at it going, oh, how am I going to clean that up?
How long did that take, Lou?
It was a big job, Matt. I had to get the vacuum in the end. It was hideous.
1-3-3-5 That did make me feel better, actually. 1-3-3-5-3 What was the worst food and or beverage accident you've ever had? How did the disaster occur? And what was the cleanup like? 1-3-3-5-3 Shannon from Lavington, what happened to you?
One very bitter cold winter, I actually had a shepherd's pie.
Yes.
That I was to take out of the oven for dinner.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
So in a casserole dish kind of arrangement?
Yep. The glass one.
Yeah, the old Pyrex,
and
yep.
Slipped down off the rack in the oven, went all over the floor.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a classic.
I still recall it. I was so heartbroken.
Oh, you die.
The whole pie? Was it the whole pie or could you
the
salvage
thing,
some of the pie?
We could not recover it.
No.
We had dirty old takeaway and, just this beautiful comfort food and all
the I feel so sad for you. That's devastating because I hate cooking. I hate
really?
It. And to have made a meal and then have it ruined would just be my worst nightmare.
Well, that's right. I mean, I don't make much effort much of the time, so it was devastating.
I'll tell you what, here's a fact. Pie accidents are the best accidents. We all know that.
Why is that?
Well, they just are. I mean, look at the great pratfalls in movie history with pies in people's faces and the like.
Oh,
anything
true.
Involving a pie going everywhere is
really
hilarity.
Hungry.
Apart from when you want to eat it. Oh, Sarah, sorry to hear that, Shannon. Have a great day and safe
Thanks
pie making in the future.
Yeah, great.
Mark from Huon Creek, what's your food or beverage disaster?
We're at a friend's place one day and we're having some nice salad rolls for lunch.
Yep.
And there's a big bowl of beetroot there and I said to my young son, I said, be very careful with the beetroot. They had a nice white lace.
And did they have it in a bowl? Because people often put it in quite a big bowl.
Yeah, it was in a bowl.
Yeah.
Yep, all right. What happened next?
My son was very careful. And what does Dad do? Knocks it ass over and spills it everywhere.
The whole bowl?
The whole bowl.
Oh, beetroot juice is the worst.
Did it get on people's clothes?
No, it stayed on the table, luckily.
Oh, oh the lovely white lace tablecloth?
Yes, and oh. My face was about as red as the
beetroot. Oh, you poor thing.
That's awful.
And if it happens at your own place, it's bad enough. But when it happens at someone else's, it's the worst.
Yeah, especially after telling my son to be.
Thanks, mate.
I love it. Thanks for the call,
no
Mark.
Good
bye.
That definitely made me feel better about my own. Yeah. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, a protein shake doesn't take very long to make, but something like a shepherd's pie takes hours and hours of loving, nurturing get it up to, hours in the oven.
Yeah, prepared a meal.
Yeah, and then back.
Honestly.
It's gone just like
That'd be the worst thing ever.
Fluid Bats, Triple M.
The Albury Wodonga Repair Cafe is a sensational community initiative that basically helps prevent landfill by helping people fix their broken stuff.
Love
so they
it.
Don't just chuck it away and buy a new one. Now, the Repair Cafe had to stop last year, obviously, because of COVID. I think the 1st of May was their last session was in March 2020. So coming back this Saturday on the 1st of May is the Repair Cafe at their new home, the Wodonga Senior Citizens Centre. To tell us more, Alison, who's on the Repair Cafe Coordinating Committee, joins us. Morning, Alison.
Good morning, Matt and Lou. How are you?
Yeah, great, thank you. This is so exciting that the Repair Cafe is back. Now, have you got a few different kinds of things that are happening on Saturday?
Yeah, so our repairers are raring to go. So it's been a while, as you know.
Yes.
And yes, so we've had a few requests for some book repairs. So we're putting that on the agenda. For this week. And also if you bring in your broken furniture, if you've got a coffee table that's got a wonky leg, we can fix that. You know, your garden tools, you know, pair of secateurs.
You can get them sharpened, can't you?
You can get them sharpened, yes. We will show you how to sharpen them. And so when we're showing people a skill that it's easy to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah, that's a good idea.
Instead of sending your secateurs to landfill, you can get them sharpened.
Yep, that's a great idea. Now, does anyone bring in model cars? So I can come down and fix up model cars. I do that at home, you see. Bit of a genius.
I don't know, actually.
Watch out, Matt. You might be putting yourself down for it. Yeah.
He makes
tiny seat belts for it. Now, as well as coming and getting your things fixed Saturday from 10 till 1 at the Wodonga Senior Citizens Centre, you're also giving out a complimentary cuppa and some cake, which is very nice, and that might be a reason for Matt to go down anyway.
So Cooker Brothers donates our morning tea for us, and because we're a repair cafe and it's a meeting place as well for people to come along and you know, a bit of fellowship talk about you know, the repairs and
learn some history.
There might be some history behind a book that needs a repair, or
it's like Antiques Roadshow as well. Awesome! All right, I'm going to come down. I'm definitely going to go and see what it's all about because I've never actually been. I've said in the past that I was going to go, but I never have. But I'm definitely going to do this time. Where is it again, Lou?
It's at the Wodonga Senior Citizens Centre from 10 till 1 this Saturday. Alison, thank you so much for chatting with us. We'll see you at the Repair Cafe.
Great, we'll see you there.